Welcome to the show, people.
It's everybody's favorite day.
National Meatball Day.
National Meatball Day.
Ooh, meatballs.
Meatballs are fantastic.
Great, bring some meatballs.
Meatballs? Would love the recipe for those meatballs.
Never have to buy meatballs again.
Today's weather forecast is cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
And heavy on the meatballs.
How are the meatballs coming?
Some excellent meatballs.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM. And 99.1 FM Talk.
always something fun to get you started. It's the Monica J. Show, and thank you so much for being here today. When we talk about meatballs, everybody thinks Italian. They automatically go to the red sauce. But let me tell you, if you haven't had a sweet and sour meatball before, one of my specialties, actually, to make, then you are missing out. Be adventurous. Boy, that's pretty much the thought for the day. Be adventurous. Ask yourself why so many people are sitting back and letting others dictate what they do in their lives and restrict the joy from their lives. Be adventurous. Get out there. You only have one life to live. You're not a cat. Even that whole nine lives with cat things, I don't believe that. What are you doing? Lots of things going on today. Washoe County Commissioners meeting. Go down. Help your voice be heard. Take some pots and pans with you, too, and bang on them. Since you're not, you know, only so many people are allowed inside, make sure they hear you outside. Make sure that you know, or that they know you are there and you are paying attention to the things that they are doing. Washoe County Commissioners meeting today. You could just make a whole day of it. Because then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees meets. And to keep things interesting, they keep moving things around. This week, today, it's at Hug High School. Hug High. Most people know where that's at. If not, it's off McCarran. Just so you know. But here's the deal. Washoe County Commissioners, even if it's a limited number, still having public comment, still letting people before them. Washoe County School Board of Trustees, public comment. Limited number, but meeting before them. Reno City Council? Shut down. Sparks City Council? Shut down. To me, don't send me an email and say, well, you can Zoom and you've got recorded public comment and you can do this and, you know, put it in beforehand. That's shut down. Nevada State Legislature. Shut down. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. Not really opening up the phone lines. Please email or text me. Email me at monica@991fmtalk.com if you want me to put something out there. Or talk and text at 884-9910. The reason I say that today's show is going to be a little bit different is because I have four doctors on with me. Actual doctors. People who are in the business to make you healthy. to bring you back to life, to do no harm. These are the doctors that I interviewed on Saturday morning during the COVID-19 Exposed conference. And I do a lot of things. But I am so glad that I made that a priority on my list to go and listen to the experts. Not to the Washoe County Health Department, not to the governor and his COVID task force that are filled with casino CEOs and construction company CEOs and investment bankers. I went and listened to the doctors and the scientists. And you should be pissed off that we are still shut down, that we are still locked out of our local governments. Because the evidence and the science is not there. And for those who have family members that are nurses or all the other BS that I've been getting, go spread it someplace else. Because the truth is here. The evidence is here. The others, they're just trying to keep their jobs. Because if they speak out about what is going on, then they will lose their jobs. Just like Dr. Simone Gold did. Just like so many other doctors did. Because they have a backbone and they stood up to the establishment and said, hey, wait a minute. This is not what we're seeing. CDC admits overinflated case numbers of death, 1,600%. How come people aren't talking about that in the news? No, we've gone back to the strange stories. You know, let's do fun stories. Let's laugh and, you know, do all this when people are still losing jobs. When people are on the verge of losing their residences, whether it's a rental, whether it's a house, because they can't make the payments. Where's their help? No, we're going to go to do something else. So one thing that I've noticed about this government system, they do not know how to prioritize. Maybe they do. Maybe they just don't care. I said it from February when the rumblings were coming down. This is not about a virus. It's about an election. Because those who are wanting to control everything run the long game. They've done the analysis. They've done the roles in manipulation. What will we have to do? How long will this have to go? If this happens, do we have riots? If this happens, do we have... Well, they know the answers. Because they have been running this scenario ever since these viruses started popping up every 2 years. And that's been about the last 12, 14 years. Have you not been picking up on this? Is this something new for you? Well, we're going to shed some light on that. So please, stick around. Starting off at 10:38. And if I know, people have to get out of the car and they've got to do their thing and they've got to even turn me off because they have to work. It's all going to be on the podcasts. And you can hear the podcasts. And better yet, because I only was able to get 4 interviews because some of the doctors and one of the lawyers, they Zoomed in. I wasn't able to physically interview them, which actually a couple of them I'm working on for the future because I know this isn't going to end anytime soon. Because we're already seeing the surfacing of, oh, the variants. Ah, the variants. So we'll keep the conversation with the truth going, with the actual science. You know, you only listen to science when they can manipulate it to put the fear into you about climate change, climate crisis. Oh, you mean that thing that the world has gone through, the earth has gone through since its beginning? Yet you want to use that to your advantage? You want to use it to limit people's access to their vehicles, to travel, to air travel, to what they eat? What they do in life? Sometimes the hardest things to see are the ones that are right in front of you. We'll be back with the canyons and today's poll question. Special project going on. It's the why would you buy a house? Why would you buy a house and not own the property underneath it? Well, it didn't bother me. It's only 99 years. Screw the next guy. Wow. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Smackdown at Bath & Body Works. Just when you thought it was safe to shop for some ultra-shea coconut body scrub, it's go time between the hand soaps and the 3-wick candles. In one corner, the girl buying the lemon mint leaf broom spray versus the girl getting the passion fruit and banana flower body cream. Shelves of foaming scented hand soap have never been more dangerous. Don't miss the bone-crushing tag team excitement with extra soft skin. Bath & Body Works, Scottsdale Fashion Square. Be there!
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Wow. Joe, you're amazing. That is hysterical. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll have the poll question up in a few minutes. So right now, I'm just going to grab a couple of your texts and your emails. Joe just sent me one. Hey, Monica, I heard a good saying for people pushing the Green New Deal. They say, make a better planet for our children. I say, make better children for our planet. Meaning stop teaching your children to burn buildings, make unrealistic energy choices, etc. Joe, you're so right. Look at where we used to be and then where we were pushed with technology. You know, everybody's got to have these huge televisions that, well, guess what? You can't recycle. They're toxic to dispose of them. Let's see. We used to reuse glass bottles. I even remember that from a kid that, you know, the milk guy, the clanking, clank, 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 put them on the doorstep, went out and got them, put them in the fridge. You know, they took us from pretty much a great recycling way of life, pushed us into this disposable lifestyle with styrofoam, and everybody's got takeout now rather than just cooking at the house, all the bags and the garbage and everything that just piles up. And now they want to blame everything on us and now restrict us. It's just hysterical. Let's see. Quick text. Have you noticed that now that we have a new, well, I'm not using that word, person in the White House, those numbers of coronavirus and deaths have gone down drastically, magically. WTF. You know who said that was going to happen? Yeah, Trump. At every rally he participated in. We knew that was happening. We knew that was coming. But people didn't believe it. It was easier for them to believe that Trump was a racist or that... All right, don't get me started. Another quick text. Why are Republicans not calling for Biden to be tested for mental acuity when the Dems called for Trump to be removed, saying that he had a mental condition or a medical condition, COVID? Because they are literally getting away with murder just having Biden as a puppet in there. He's not the one that's making all these calls. Come on. Jill Biden's correcting him. Kamala Harris is correcting him. It's all the wicked witches that he's surrounded by. Nancy Pelosi, Susan Rice. Yeah. They're the ones that are making the calls. Wow. Okay, it looks as though Wyoming governor is going to be lifting the mask mandate that they have in Wyoming. Reopen bars, restaurants, theaters, gyms, all to capacity. At, looks like March 16th, full capacity. Yeah. What the hell is magically going to happen between now, March 9th, and March 16th? If you're going to open, just open. Remember Mervyn's? Open, open, open. Always loved those commercials. What happens between now and March 16th? What happens between now and April 1st? Still more people lose their businesses. More people lose their jobs. Get the economy going now. Don't put dates on things. If you're finally awake enough to understand the atrocity that has been committed on not only this country, but the world and the world, the citizens of the world, then just open now. Stop with the bull. Stop with the garbage. Washoe County Commissioners meeting going on right now. They don't even want to consider. They don't even, Bob Lucey doesn't even want to put it on the agenda so people can discuss opening up this county. Lapdog Lucey, that's what they're calling him. This man is probably going to run for a higher office, a different office. Really? Is that the type of person you want representing you? and all the rest, except for Jeannie Herman, because she's the only one who has been fighting to get this county open by the will of the people. If you're not doing anything, because they're going to be meeting for a while, grab some pots and pans and get down there and make some noise. Join the Nevada Grassroots Patriots down there. They're not listening to your voices. They're not listening to your message. So maybe they will listen to the annoyance of the banging of the pots and pans, because you know that, bah, 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 bah. That's all there. That's all I hear when I listen to these politicians speak. It's just noise. Make a difference. Get to the Washoe County Commission meeting. 4 o'clock this afternoon, get to the Washoe County Board of Trustees meeting. Washoe County School District Board of Trustees meeting. You know what? It's a good thing that your kids are out of school, because the garbage that is being pushed upon them that they're going to be learning, maybe this is a good time to think about homeschooling or private school. The changes are coming and parents aren't paying attention. I know. You got to work. But at some point, when do you say, my child's future is more important? Let me take the day off. Get involved. Right after this Fox News break, we're going to bring you a different kind of news break. We're going to bring you the truth on the numbers and what is happening with COVID-19. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today, and we got a poll question for you. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. I find this so, so interesting, because it looks as though this is an article coming out of the Record Courier, and you can find it at 991fmtalk.com. Because I know this happens, but why is it happening? There is a project at Mueller Lane Roundabout that is going to planning commissioners. And it's, you know, it's pre-manufactured houses. Okay. It's called Stone Ridge Villas, which will be annexed to the town. It received the endorsement from the Gardnerville Town Board last week. But they're being built on leased property. That lease is for 99 years. Okay, what happens if you give your property to your kids, your grandkids? I've seen this before. You've got a pre-manufactured home. Guess what? The lease, the land rights have changed. So you lose your house or you move your house. So today's poll question, should housing projects be allowed to be built on leased land? Yesterday's poll question, has Joe Biden violated his oath of office by prioritizing illegals over American citizens? 3% said no. Pretty much everybody else said yes, hell yes. the list goes on and on. So thank you for participating. Always appreciated. So let's get into our first interview from the COVID-19 pandemic exposed seminar that Joey Gilbert held on Saturday morning. I know you're going to find this very interesting because there is nothing that supports the state of Nevada being shut down. Joey will have the entire seminar, once it's finished and put all together, to be able to be streamed online. It's not ready yet. As soon as it is ready, I will link to it and I will have it available for you. Right now, though, we're going to stick with my interviews. So here we go.
Sitting here with Dr. John DeMuro, and you are the former chief medical officer for the state of Nevada. And it's interesting and so wonderful to have you here today, but really you have no stake in any of this that's going on. You just have analysis and good information.
Yes, that's correct.
So what information are you finding from what you've seen from the so-called COVID-19 task force? Because I did a poll question not too long ago that was about, should politicians have control over pandemics, and saying that this is the issue we have. And people were wondering, well, if the politicians aren't in control of shutting things down, who should be? And I look to the doctors myself. But our task force only has one doctor on it, a urologist, so he's obviously a surgeon. But the rest are all casino CEOs and a construction CEO. How does that help the community?
It doesn't make any sense to me. When we wrote the opioid bill back for the 2017 legislature, we had public meetings, we had a matching of politicians, legislators, and private practice doctors that were brought in. I don't understand how in the biggest endemic that we've had in, you know, my memory, we don't have an adequate supply of experts on the panel. This makes absolutely no sense to me.
And it seems like the media is just reading the press releases that are sent out from the different groups. How can people find information and bypass the media that can help them make informed decisions?
It's extremely difficult. I have to look at several major news sources just to find out something that's going on or what may be relevant, but it is very difficult. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Do you think that we're going to see a continuation of this? We've seen other states fully open up, starting with the South Dakota and then followed by Florida, and now Texas and Tennessee are getting in on it. Looking at the plan, though, that Governor Sisolak has put forward, and again, I know you're just in this for analysis, are we following the right path to keep everything shut down still?
I've seen nothing, and I still have contacts in the state government. I've seen nothing in the state government that makes me think they're going to change their mind anytime soon, open up and listen to someone like Joey or listen to any alternative voices. This is something I saw as chief medical officer of the state, where unless you actively engaged people on the outside, it's a very enclosed system, and it's a closed loop, as we would say, and there just doesn't seem to be any desire to obtain input from any source outside of the government.
Now, when you were in the position, did you listen to people outside of the government? Did you listen to the constituents of Nevada and take their thoughts into consideration?
Always. And, you know, the classical example was the opioid bill. I didn't pretend to know everything. I wanted input from everyone. This is why we held tens of meetings, open meetings, to get that input. I wanted to know what was going on the ground, what was happening in the hospitals, private practice physicians, academics, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and you obtain all of that information. Then you sit in a committee, and then you go through that. So none of this was done at all in this state.
What would you change if you were in that position? Do you feel comfortable answering that?
I do, and it would just be to analyze the data more appropriately. I just want the facts. Let people choose what they want to do based upon the availability of health resources. So I had created something called the Community Medical Resource Availability Scale. And I won't go into it now, but I created this CMRA, and then I used the data that was available to create a red, yellow, or green system where in the community we'd know if there was the availability of resources to treat patients who were sick. And unfortunately, this was passed on, and nobody wanted to analyze the data appropriately to implement something like this. Once again, The state is making decisions based upon faulty data. And I'm not sure how it will play out, but I'm looking for the truth in the data. Let me know how many people were really sick if they tested positive. Let me know what their age. Let me know what medical problems or comorbidities they've had. Is this happening to children? How afraid should we be letting our children go back to school? I don't have the answers, but anybody who's not looking at this data critically is making assumptions, and this is why we're in the problem that we are. Because no one from the beginning has taken advice from people on the outside like myself to look at the data critically and obtain an answer rational questions and come up with rational solutions.
It seems like people are having a hard time with that as well, because even Dr. Birx came out eventually after a while, after things were being said, the death rate wasn't matching up and people needed to know what the difference of from COVID and with COVID was in the definition, and that people from motorcycle accidents to gunshot wounds were being listed as COVID deaths. Do you think that we'll ever see the actual numbers or a breakdown of people who truly died with COVID?
No, I don't, because the government would be in charge of it, and I just don't see them allocating ample resources to go back and look this over. So I don't feel that way. Even starting new, the data should be changed as to how it's compiled and disseminated. I just don't know how people have sat back and allowed the data not to be analyzed, and we're making decisions that affect the lives of everyone in this state without adequately looking at assessing this data.
Now, this was very well done today, that it was pretty much formatted as this was not a political event, but do you in your experience see that the political influences are too high in this situation and could possibly be pushing us to something in the future, say the ID 2020, or just the whole thought that the government wants more control?
And I would tell you, there's no doubt. I'm a registered independent. There's no doubt in my mind how political this situation is. I found it out when I was chairing the Reno COVID-19 task force. Everything was political. Everything was discussed as to how it would be looked at for the upcoming election, and that's why I walked away. But this is unbelievably political in every sense of the word. I have no dog in this fight. I've said it over and over. I'm here to find out the truth, and I support Joey because he's the only person I've seen in this state who is willing to basically take on City Hall, his reputation. He's put everything on the line for this, and all I've done is just tell him what the questions need to be asked and how to find the truth.
Well, we thank you for coming up from Las Vegas and being a part of today's very, very informative event. Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Thank you. My pleasure.
It was an absolute pleasure talking with him. And remember, he was the former Nevada State Health Officer. He was appointed by Governor Sandoval. Maybe that's an issue we need to address as well. You know, these people who have the health and welfare of Nevada in their hands, maybe they shouldn't be changing every time a new governor comes in. Because we know they have ulterior motives. Very interesting. I hope you enjoyed that. We've got more to come. Dr. Troy Ross, Dr. Bruce Fong, and Dr. Devlin. So stick around. We've also got a few more of your emails, and I've been working on the website as well. And I have some great stories on there for you that we will try to get to, probably closer to the end of the show. But that is, if you don't know or can't realize that this is a scam and it is the greatest crime against humanity that is actually being perpetrated on the entire world and not just this country, then you need to expand where you're getting your news. As reported by New Delhi-based World is One News, Pfizer is demanding that countries put up sovereign assets as collateral for expected vaccine injury lawsuits resulting from its COVID-19 inoculations. In other words, it wants governments to guarantee the company it will be compensated for any expenses resulting from injury lawsuits against it. See, New Delhi has to do that because in this country, they're already protected. People have died. Women are miscarrying. And that's just within the first few weeks. We have no idea what these experimental vaccines are going to be doing to people in the future. What is going to come along from being vaccinated? So for all those centers being set up, are you ready to put your life on the line? Are you ready to gamble with your life, your children's lives, for something that's not even a vaccine? It's not. It's an experimental biologic. Wow. If you're ready to roll the dice, that's your choice. But it should be everybody's choice. And that includes to not get it. It ain't going in this arm. We'll be back after this with more from the COVID-19 Exposed seminar right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
And sometimes opinions just aren't enough. You need to know the facts. So let's continue on with our interviews from this past weekend, this past Saturday, with actual doctors about COVID-19. So joining us is Dr. Troy Ross, and I have to say your presentation today at the seminar was just incredible. It was so informative and really a hit to the heart of getting good information out and making sure that the public is informed. Now, you have a long and just illustrious career with the military. What was your job in the military?
I had many different roles, but the one that I used to be able to present this information today is my background in public health. I was a preventive medicine physician and had positions of running public health departments. It would be a civilian equivalent to that.
I know a lot has been said about the Washoe County public health officer and that we're not really getting the best information. That's my opinion. That's my show. It's my opinion. But it seems like a lot of times people are just reading from press releases of what higher ups want the public to know. Is that safe for the public?
Well, it does not serve the public well. And unfortunately, our Washoe Health District is a little bit thin on the expertise to be able to develop their own policy. So your perception that Kevin Dick is just implementing what has been pushed down to him, I think that is probably accurate. He doesn't personally have the clinical background to be able to understand public health well, and he doesn't really have anybody on his staff that has that level of expertise or experience.
I know my listeners know that I've gone into it. I still find the removal of Dr. Randall Todd, an actual epidemiologist, rather suspicious right before this all started, but that's the way my brain works. When it comes to informing the public, everything that I've seen come out seems to be based on fear. I'm personally associated with a number of the doctors here just love Dr. Fong. And I am under the impression, for me personally, it's about building your immune system and being able to fight off these viruses and these attacks because they come from nature. Except, as most people know, COVID-19 came from a lab. Again, my show, my opinion. Where is the medical community saying, you know, we have to be healthy. We got to get rid of the fast food diets, which have been pushed during the lockdown.
you know, get it delivered or go through the drive-thru. Where is the information just on healthy living and being able to use this great machine that God gave us?
Well, to your point, we are constantly being fed that fear message, fear and avoidance. And the reality is that when we're living in that state of fear, it's really next to impossible to engage your frontal lobes of your brain, your executive centers, the good thinking qualities that you're able to use to make better decisions. And it's really a survival, a fight or flight type of response that we have that we've seen in the last year. And so I think that the medical community has responded to that and tried to fill the needs that have come up with just getting through that infection if it happens, just making sure that we stay safe. And that word to me anymore is almost a four-letter word because it still maintains that state of fear. So you're right that there is not any coherent messaging that's going out through the media to help people to understand how to maintain their own health. And that's something that I've always been an advocate for is helping people to be in charge of their own health.
I see that so much with people going to their own practitioners now and trying to find some relief, whether it be from the flu or, you know, the question of COVID. And still so many people, they understand that what's going on is more of a political push and a future agenda rather than what is really in the best interest of someone's health because of the way that general preventative practitioners as opposed to the hospitals and the doctors. Do you see that? Have the hospitals really been overflowing here with COVID?